Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And this week it actually is a Poem of the Week. Often, usually in fact, it's Poems of the Week because most poems are on the shorter side. This one's a little bit longer, not very long, but a little longer size. So I'm just going to read one. And it's, at the moment I can't think of one I like more, so I'm going to call it my favourite poem about food. That I can think of at the moment, anyway. It's called the Ballad of Bouillabaisse by William Makepeace Thackeray. And bouillabaisse, as I'm sure you know, is a sort of fish stew. And it actually connects somewhat with last week's Poem of the Week, because Poems of the Week last week, we had a couple of poems by the South African poet Roy Campbell that he wrote during the period of time that he was living in Provence, in southern France. Well, bouillabaisse is a Provençal dish, so also, if you like, part of the culture of Provence, so a sort of connection. William Makepeace Thackeray, however, lived a century earlier than Roy Campbell, 19th century poet. So without further ado, here is William Makepeace Thackeray and the Ballad of Bouillabaisse. A street there is in Paris famous, for which no rhyme or language yields. Rue Neuve des Petits Champs its name is, the new street of the little fields. And here's an inn, not rich and splendid, but still in comfortable case, the which in youth I oft attended to eat a bowl of bouillabaisse. This bouillabaisse, a noble dish, is a sort of soup or broth or brew, or hotchpotch of all sorts of fishes that Greenwich never could outdo. Green herbs, red peppers, mussels, saffron, soles, onions, garlic, roach and dace, all these you eat at Thérèse Tavern in that one dish of bouillabaisse. Indeed, a rich and savoury stew 'tis, and true philosophers, methinks, who love all sorts of natural beauties, should love good victuals and good drinks. And Cordelier or Benedictine might gladly sure his lot embrace, nor find a fast day too afflicting, which served him up a bouillabaisse. I wonder if the house still there is. Yes, here the lamp is, as before, the smiling red-cheeked Ecalier is still opening oysters at the door. Is Terre still alive and able? I recollect his droll grimace. He'd come and smile before your table and hope you liked your bouillabaisse. We enter. Nothing's changed or older. How's Monsieur Terre, waiter, pray? The waiter stares and shrugs his shoulder. Monsieur is dead this many a day. It is the lot of saint and sinner, so honest Thérèse run his race. What will Monsieur require for dinner? Say, do you still cook bouillabaisse? Oh, oui, Monsieur, the waiters answer. Quel vin Monsieur désire-t-il? Tell me a good one, that I can, sir. The Chambertin with yellow seal. So Terre's gone, I say, and sink in my old accustomed corner place. He's done with feasting and with drinking, with Burgundy and bouillabaisse. My old accustomed corner here is, the table still is in the nook. Ah, vanished many a busy year is, this well-known chair since last I took. When first I saw ye, caro Lioghi, I'd scarce a beard upon my face. And now a grizzled, grim old fogey, I sit and wait for bouillabaisse. Where are you, old companions trusty, of early days, here met to dine? Come, waiter, quickly, a flagon crusty, I'll pledge them in the good old wine. The kind old voices and old faces my memory can quick retrace. Around the board they take their places, and share the wine and bouillabaisse. There's Jack has made a wondrous marriage. There's laughing Tom is laughing yet. There's brave Augustus drives his carriage. There's poor old Fred in the Gazette. On James's head the grass is growing. Good Lord, the world has wagged apace since here we set the claret flowing and drank and ate the bouillabaisse. Ah me, how quick the days are flitting. I mind me of a time that's gone, when here I'd sit, as now I'm sitting, in this same place, but not alone. A fair young form was nestled near me, a dear, dear face looked fondly up, and sweetly spoke, and smiled to cheer me. There's no one now to share my cup. I drink it as the fates ordain it. Come, fill it, and have done with rhymes. Fill up the lonely glass and drain it in memory of dear old times. Welcome the wine, whate'er the seal is, and sit you down and say your grace with thankful heart, whate'er the meal is. Here comes the smoking bouillabaisse. That I find absolutely charming. Element of melancholy, mutability of life, mortality, but certainly a great deal of beauty, even more beauty than for the bouillabaisse itself, which is one of my favourite foods, and that's one of my favourite poems about food, perhaps my favourite poem about food. And on that note, until next week, thanks so much for joining me in the Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. We've just enjoyed Makepeace Thackeray's poem bouillabaisse. Until next week, thanks for joining me. Goodbye and God bless.